Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad everybody who's listening now or will listen later is here. So I want to share this with you. First of all, I have been actually looking around and found a couple of people to be on our show to help give you their way they train and build their run speed and build the endurance and all that. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully, we were supposed to have one yesterday, but there was an emergency that I couldn't be on here, and Melissa, so we've scheduled it today, and hopefully she can be on here, and I'm not sure if she's going to be able to. I know that she had an appointment that she was working with and trying to oh, and bottom line, here she is. Yay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, honey, welcome. I was like getting ready to say, I'm not sure if you're going to be here, so I'm glad you're here.
I just looked at the clock and it was like 5 minutes ago. But yeah, anyway, time's flying. Sorry.
That's okay. You're so funny. So, by the way, Go Run for Fun Fitness is our Instagram account, and you're going to see a lot more followers and a lot less people that we're following because we had to clean it up a little bit, and we did that. I was telling the people that are listening now or listening later that I have went through, and we were supposed to have a speaker yesterday, and he couldn't do it today, so. I said, next week we're going to have a speaker because I put out feelers for about 5 people that are all great runners. And, they all do 5Ks, marathons, half marathons, 10Ks. And bottom line, they're getting results, right? And so they're going to share with us some tips. And I always say, any plan today is better than a perfect one tomorrow. And so I'm excited about the prospect of learning different techniques from people, And I know exactly. And I know you've had some great success this week with your daughter. She's running with her 16-year-old. Are you guys racing yet?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I haven't quite given her that bug yet, but I had my 5Ks on Saturday morning, and she's been running and walking on the treadmill with me 3 times a week for the last 8 times. So, but who's counting? I would presume at some point, yes, she probably will run with me. She's got this in her head. She's like, well, I want to run a half mile all the way without stopping before I make that commitment. And I'm like, you don't have to wait for half the mile. Just, go at a lower speed, catch your breath.
Right.
Work on your breath, breathe in, breathe out, and make it a mantra. And before you know it, you'll be running the whole mile. She underestimates.
That's true.
Underestimates herself.
Okay. Really, yeah, I agree with you. A lot of us do. And I'm impressed that she's doing that. Is she? Do you guys feel like you're leaning out? Not that you need to lean out, but do you feel like you're leaner and faster? And what do you feel there with your performance running on the treadmill? And I know that you run outside too, but you and your daughter are doing this together, which I think is so cool.
I'm ecstatic. I'm happy that she's doing it with me. I think she says that she sees changes in her body, which she very well could have. For myself, stronger. I feel stronger.
Right.
I'm looking forward to this race.
Oh, good. So you told me before, but tell us again who you're doing it with for, because I know we all love to run for great, great causes. So who's this one for, my dear?
This is the Mosaic 5K. It is a organization that helps women with unplanned events in their life, like a child. So they support them in any shape or form instead of the alternative. Yeah.
Okay. So abortion is not an alternative. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Abortion is not alternative.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that works. So you guys are doing that and your speed is improved. I have been running on the treadmill myself because I want, I'm going to do a 5K very soon, but I've I tell you something, I've really had to take it easy. And, you know, I'm a big meditator. And I know you pray and meditate, it all works. Because when we pray, we're asking. When we meditate, I feel we're listening. Get listening for the answer. But anyway.
Interesting way to put it, yes.
Yeah, and it, you know, so it's like usually we're like sitting there stewing about stuff when we meditate, but if we just listen, we always get an answer, you know, maybe not right then and there, but we do. So I was like in meditation, I was like, what? And then I went, I was riding the bike at the gym because I do the bike because it makes you stronger. And I had plantar fasciitis and I had a problem with my Achilles, and it's gotten a lot better and still not 100%, but getting there. And, So I'm listening to, you know, to myself and my body, and I get off and I heard this big booming voice say, get on, run on the treadmill for a while. So I've been doing that and I've really increased my speed. What's your base pace? Do you know, or do you even look at that? So, cause I was doing,
oh yeah,
I, you know, yeah.
Cause the I'm go ahead.
No, please. Go ahead. I ask you a question. I'm over here. No, please. I want to hear what you have to say.
Treadmill pace, you said, right?
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
13:20, but I push the envelope always, which is
okay.
Nice.
All right, good. Oh, good.
So, if 13:20 is a 4.5.
Okay, so you're doing a 4.5. Okay, good. Yeah, it's a nice base speed that you got going there. So good. I've been doing between a 5 and a 6, you know, which is not too much faster. It's a little bit faster, but not too much, especially when you go to the 4.5 and 5. Yesterday, I did a series of sprints, which was a lot of fun. I went to 7.5, and the guy beside me goes, why are you going this fast? And I said, because when you do a sprint, it helps, it increases your speed overall, right? So if your sprint is a 6 and you say, okay, I'm going to go and you up at the 7.5, then you can finish that 3, you know, that 5K, which is 3.1 miles, I think builds your speed in overall. So 1 or 2 days a week I like to do a speed work. What do you do? Do you do that too as well? So speed work sprint in?
I have to tell you, well, yes, I've done that. Right now, since my focus is on both of us, but
you gotta watch out for your daughter. She's just starting.
Yeah.
I know, right?
The machines are, you know, like I've always been kind of nervous to do any sort of gym work. And this is the first time ever I go in there and like all these sweaty people and you want to look like you know what you're doing, you know? So it's still kind of new to me, but we're getting the same kind of, progression. We do the same thing every time we go. So we kind of know what to start with and what we're going to end with. And we just do it.
Okay. Yeah. So this is your deal here. Okay. Gotcha. So you're just doing it.
I'm just trying to get used to, I know there's gotta be something I can do on the treadmill that like changes the it's almost intervals, but I really don't know how to do it.
Okay.
And I don't want to ask anybody for help, of course.
Right.
So, I got you.
Yeah, because you don't want to interrupt their workout. I get it, because those folks in there, I know myself, I feel, and because I get really serious, and the only reason why the guy asked me that question, because he was over there doing, what do you call it when you do incline, right? And he was doing a lot of incline, so God bless him. I don't do a lot of incline. I'll do a little bit, you know, so because I would like endurance and strength, and not that incline isn't strength, but it requires you to not run nearly as fast, and I really enjoy running pretty fast. Do you? That's your thing too, right?
Well, someone told me that the incline, I think it's either a 1 or 2.5, mimics outdoor running.
I heard that too.
And
do you find that to be true, or
you? I don't know, because I mean, really, outside you have the valleys and the hills. I mean, I don't know how an effort level, an incline, could make a difference like that. I don't know. but I play with it on the treadmill. There's definitely a difference.
Okay.
It makes you work a lot harder. So.
I bet you. Yeah. So, well, I the treadmill, I've heard this before too. Keep it at a one, or you say 1.5, whatever, that it mimics outside the outdoor running, maybe. But I'll tell you something right now. You know, when I'm doing, because I do the, you can find any workout for free, or, you know, I pay money for Aptiv, and I know you get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
You're at Weight Watchers, if I'm not mistaken. And I really like them because they'll take me through a whole workout. You know what I mean? You can pick the time and
right.
the level, beginner, intermediate, or advanced. And, you know, you can do that. So, yeah. So you got to figure out what works for you, you know, and everything. But
yep.
I like it because I can choose my poison, as we say. Well, good.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. So anyway, so you and Sarah have been running. And by the way, those who are listening
yep.
now or later, you got to go find her show on our website or on our Angel Coaches, because little Sarah is also, not only is she a runner, becoming an athlete, even more so, or she's already an athlete, but Mama's here is beautiful and proud of her. She is also a musician, singer, and a guitarist.
Yeah.
And so she's singing, and she's singing on you know, Mom recorded her. You and her went to a coffee shop, and I don't know how she did that. I'd be so nervous to do an outside performance like that, but your daughter just owned
yeah,
it, didn't she? God bless her.
Yeah. And she
you
was
know,
accepting
so.
Into the jazz singing club thing.
Oh, was she?
At school.
Really?
So she'll
oh,
be doing
I
that
know.
Next year.
Okay, so she
yep.
tried out for it. She had dinner, try out for it. And she got in. Good for her. He must be really proud of her. So she's the
I
runner,
am.
The singer. I know, you know, and everything like that. So that's good. And you guys, she
yeah.
asked you yesterday, she said, she goes, am I going to, she goes, what did she ask you about the gym? That was cute how you told me. So I wanted you to share that with people. This is your 16-year-old doing something with you, which is a miracle in itself, I think. But anyway.
Yes.
She won.
And we're like competing.
Oh, that's good.
What's your question?
Yeah, so she said, are you guys going to do the gym or join the gym again next month? Because you're doing trying it out, right? So you, are you going to do it
absolutely.
Again next month? I think you're.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's,
I mean, we found our niche. Dad works with us, you know, and the other siblings. He stays back and takes care of them for dinner, and then it's like me and Sarah time. And at that age, I think, you know, you need that. You need a mom-daughter time.
You do. I agree with you on that. So you guys have found that, the mom-daughter thing there, and you're using it and working it. And,
yep.
I've done that with my own daughter, and it's been wonderful. But it's nice to hear you doing it, and you think that it's made a – has it made a difference in your relationship so far? Has it gotten better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you have those weird moments. You're just chatting, and she starts talking about other things that you haven't heard about. You know, it's like a time to just kind of not have anybody else putting their two cents in. And it's like really a one-on-one, because with four kids in the house, everyone's talking at once, and we're fighting at the dinner table. Who gets to talk? So,
right.
And to get her moving too, her body moving, and to see results. I mean, it's making her feel more confident and happy with herself, and that's the good too.
Yeah, you bet. I like that. That is good. I agree with you on that. So you guys are doing the deal, and you're
yep.
moving, she's moving. And how are you? Are you training? How are you feeling about your half marathon coming up in September? It seems like it's a long way away, but and it just pops up, doesn't it? And then, boom, you're there.
It
so,
does. A little nervous, but
yeah.
I know I'm doing the right thing, so it's just getting out there for longer than just, you know, 3 miles. Training the body to endure that, you know?
Yeah, you did it
so
before.
So I'll get out there
and,
more, for sure, during the summer.
Yeah. It
tests me.
It's gotta be
test
beautiful.
Myself.
Yeah, but you're having fun running now, right? So doing your thing, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah
good. That's good. So, Anyway, so I will tell you this. This is something, I don't know what kind of machines you're using at the gym. So I saw this dude yesterday, day four, and I saw him, you know, doing the, like, where you lean against, you do the weights on your legs, right? And, like, you push it. Okay. So he's doing it. But you know what he started doing? I was like, does that help you? Because he is actually doing one leg at a time. I was like, huh. And I don't know how – my left side is a lot weaker than my right side, right? And so, you know, and so I go, does that really help you? He goes, yeah. He goes, it's made it my legs stronger, legs, both my legs stronger. And so I was watching him do, and I was like, huh, let me try it. My right leg, better. My left leg, you know, my left side, as I said, is weaker. My left side, bless my heart. I was sitting there going, I was like, it was just such a significant difference. And I was like, I wonder if I work on that, will I be able to run better? I know I will, right? Makes sense, right? And so I started doing the weights, not only on both, you know, like where you're pushing the machine, you know what I mean? And you've got the weights on there. So now what I'm doing is I'm working one side at a time. And then I'm also working both at a time, right? Because it, you know, the one side that's weaker, the other side will pick it up. So I noticed strength.
Right.
I'm going to really run. I'm going to run on Saturday, see if I can significantly notice a difference. And but you know, I feel like that I've got to put some weights on there to make my body stronger. What's your thoughts? How do you make your body stronger? What kind of strength training do you do?
Well, I like what you said. We do, well, today I had my doctor's appointment for my abdomen. So, like, now I have the gusto to do whatever. She's like, there is no hold bar. Just go and do. Thank God everything was fine. There are just some internal organs kind of stuck. Hard to explain.
Yeah.
Kind of like a leg cramp, but in your stomach.
Okay.
Anyhow, so I went to see her. And now I have to, I want to do a little bit of research on core work and what I should be doing, because currently I'm just doing arms. I know my legs are strong. I haven't been on a bike forever, so I've been incorporating the bike and the treadmill and stairs and elliptical. Like, I'm not too worried about my legs, but we need to keep them going. But the core,
right,
I think, will be the key. And then I'm working a little upper arms, upper body.
So you must be having some amazing arm development there, girly. Okay, how about that? You know, so
I certainly
hope
so.
There you go. You'd be like one beautiful lady there. Not that you're not already. All right, but yeah, exactly. yeah, so you get some beautiful arms, and you know, I like a woman that has definition in her arms. It's harder for us to get it, I think, too, as well. So I was looking at my cadence, right? You know, so what is the cadence? How many steps you take per minute, right? And
right.
It's actually better on the treadmill. So I've got my cadence up to 158, I think, yesterday. So I'm gonna take a break today and just bike ride and work on the machine like you. You know what I mean? And like you're doing. And see
so you don't
stuff.
Do
but,
both?
Yeah, I'm going to.
When you go to the gym? You don't, like,
sometimes
today
I
will
do.
Just be. Okay.
No, I'm going to do the bike. Like, usually what I do is I do the bike and I warm up on the bike. I ride for 15 minutes, a couple miles, 2 or 3 miles, whatever. Sometimes four or five. Depends on how, what I'm trying to do. My, you know, so, because sometimes I'll set the thing up to 15 or 16. And so I'm obviously not going to run a lot more miles if I set it, you know, do the resistance a lot more. So I'll do that to build strength. So, and then I'll do that for 15, 16 minutes, and then I'll go run for 20, 25, maybe as much as 30 on the treadmill, you know what I mean, to get some mileage in.
Mm.
And, yeah, so that's me, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Yeah, and why do I do
my...
that? Because I... cadence or your steps per minute or whatever or just
well the time
in
the time on the treadmill because
okay,
right now
so
we do like 15 minutes
been...
well
okay.
We were doing 15 minutes but now it's more like 13 because I'm going faster so it's kind of like I'm gonna have to stay on there longer than 15 minutes. Do you know what I'm saying? Right.
So
then I get longer mileage.
Right.
And don't do too much anything different because until after your 5K, because you'll get better. Right, if you're trying to increase, I think, right now, probably not as good, right? As if you,
Yeah, I got to be careful.
Because, you got to be careful. I'm sorry, I'm eating orange. I'm hungry and I haven't eaten.
I know, I'm snacking on popcorn.
I love popcorn. Oh, yeah. But I like movie theater popcorn. You're probably eating really healthy popcorn, so I try to stay away from it.
It's the salt I shouldn't have. Anyway, sidetrack.
Yeah.
Yes. I think our plan is Friday, before we leave the gym, we're going to go to the hot tub, which will be great for my muscles to get them ready for relaxed and be ready for the Saturday morning.
What time's the 5K?
8 o'clock. And no one's going to be there with me. I'm so sad. Well, I guess all of you will be with me, but, you know. The family's staying home. I was really trying to get Sarah to come, but, nah. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. If she gets used to it more, she'll go. Anyway, what's the temperature there to Saturday morning when you get ready to run?
70s, I want to say. Probably high 60s. High 60s, 70. It shouldn't be that bad.
Okay. So you're going to – if it's a 5K, I'll run it. So some people say, okay, take a break the day before the race. You're not going to do that. You're going to run anyway, right? You don't feel like that you need to do that, correct, or whatever?
I will probably take it easy.
Okay.
Not do anything different than my usual, but
okay.
Not push it. I don't want to.
Okay, so you're
going to
do a light jog.
Yeah,
exactly. Light. You don't, okay, a light jog. That's cool. That's what I think is good. So you take a light jog and just do it like that. And So I'm trying to build my cadence up. So it was 158 yesterday, and I warm up on the bike today. I'll do like a long bike ride. Then I'm gonna take a break on today, and then I'm gonna work on building my strength in my legs and my core, and see what happens. And keep it, just take it step by step. So, and enjoy myself. Because sometimes sometimes we sit there and think, oh, I've got to do this really well and blah, blah, blah. And,
you get wrapped up in the goal as opposed to just,
instead of just embracing
the exercise.
Yeah, exactly. Because
I'm feeling good.
Sometimes it's not. Yeah, sometimes it's not so much the goal, right? Because you know you're going to finish. But sometimes it's about the person that you're becoming in your mind, your body, and your spirit when you're running, and doing the training. So, that's something that we tend to forget. So it's not the goal. It's who you become as you're achieving the goal, right? So anyway, that's
right.
Cool. So we'll have a speaker. I promise everybody that's listening now or listening later, we'll have a speaker on next week, and I'm excited about it. I'll have to talk to Melissa about it too as well. Make sure you go hit us up on Go Run for Fun Fitness. And any last words? We're going to say send you lots of good energy for you and your daughter today, and Sarah, and also for your Saturday morning at 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. I don't even remember what you said. What'd you say? What time do you guys start?
I'll even post a picture at race day so y'all know what it looks like.
Yeah. And if you
all by myself out there.
then hit her up. Say, hey, Melissa, we listen to your show. I was like, yay. Yeah, so you can have some people run with you maybe. So you don't mind running by yourself, though, do you? So, I mean,
I don't. The problem is even at the gym, the first mile is, everyone has their own, first couple minutes, first mile, first half mile, that you're like, why am I out here? Well, I've been working that first mile every time I go to the gym. And there are days that I'm wow, this is, what am I thinking? And then it kind of goes off into, I start thinking about things. You got the TVs on. You got people running behind you, in front of you, bicycles, you know, there's so much action going on that I actually get to, I get a little anxious. It's like too much.
Oh,
too
yeah?
Too much stimulation. I like the quietness. I like the birds. I like my feet pounding the pavement. So I do.
Yeah,
I really look forward
to
just not listening to anything and just going.
That's good, though, Melissa, because what happens?
It's weird,
yeah,
but it's good.
So you don't listen to anything, right? I mean,
no.
There comes a time when I'm running that I take especially when I'm running an event, I just hit the pause or, you know, or cut my music off, because there's something to be said when you hear those feet hitting the pavement, yours or somebody else's. It's like, oh, man, I'm here. Because it's like it's everybody is working for one goal to finish the 5K, you know. And so you guys have
one
goal.
Yeah, I mean, just talking about it, I'm like, get nervous. I'm like, there's nothing to be nervous about. You're just
it's always
that nervous jitters before. Yeah. Just thinking about it. And then
what will
be my time? And, you know.
Yeah.
Stop competing with yourself, Melissa.
Yeah. Just
like,
be the best
get home
because
the kid's got a birthday party at 10 a.m. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right?
No, I'm not kidding, actually. But hopefully Russ will bring her to the party if I'm not there yet.
Oh, you're going to finish in about how long do you think it'll take you to
Like, I'm hoping sub 45 minutes. I mean,
yeah,
my best time was 10, 11 in my running career.
Well, that's
a long ways off, but,
you
know, I'm hoping definitely I'd be happy if it's under 40 minutes. We'll see. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to know. So, anyway, well, go hit us up on Instagram, Go Run for Fun Fitness. And I know we're almost done with the show. We've got about two more minutes, but we'll close it a little early. So, we'll say a quick prayer for you Saturday morning. I'll send you lots of good energy. And everybody that's listening, I know she'll appreciate that too. And we always want to do that for everybody. So, and we'll have some special speakers on in starting next week. So, anyway, what's your mantra that you leave us with every week? So please share with us today.
Go run.
I love that. Anyway, all right, everybody. Take care. Bye, Melissa. I'll catch up with you later. Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye, guys.